Funding for this program was provided by the Annenberg CPB Project. Additional funding is provided by the Stratford Foundation, the Arthur Vining Davis Foundations, Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, George I. Alden Trust, and Alfred E. Chase Charity Foundation. This program is a story to help you learn English. It is a course with video episodes and books. Each video episode has three parts. Watch the program. Read your book. Discuss the program and connect with English.
Yeah, it's my favorite spot. The airplane's on.
I'm sorry about your father. It must be tough. I know how I'd feel if my father died. Kevin, it's normal to be angry.
I'm not angry.
Look, it's okay. I would be too. So, what are you gonna do?
Do?
With your life. Didn't you want to study computer science or something like that?
Yeah, but now, I don't know.
The airport's really busy tonight.
Yeah, it is.
Well, so far, I really love my first semester at college. I mean, it's so different from high school. It's like the professors and students are really into it. And the courses are great.
How come you didn't write to me?
I meant to, but with all my homework and everything, I've been in a real work mode.
You couldn't write one lousy letter.
You're right. I guess I've been all wrapped up in school. The required courses are a pain, but the electives are great. Like Gothic Lit. I'm reading Stephen King, Anne Rice, Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, but how long does it take to write a letter?
Well, you know I'm seeing other guys, right?
Yeah.
I'm just not ready to get serious with anyone.
Sure.
I knew you'd understand. Listen, I better get back before my parents find out I've left.
Sure.
Are you going to be okay?
I'll be fine. Go back to the hotel and get some sleep. I hope Kevin will be home soon.
He'll be back soon.
Thanks again for your thoughtful offer.
Where are my keys? car keys. I thought they were in my pocket.
Honey, they're on the hall table.
They're not here.
Well, they must be. I saw you put them there. Maybe they are in your pocket.
No, they're definitely not in my pockets.
But where can they be? Kevin.
When are you going back to school?
Tomorrow.
Jeez. What am I supposed to say? Good luck, I guess.
You're a sweet guy, Kev. Good night. Thanks, John. Do me a favor. If you do hear from him, have him call me right away, okay? Sorry for calling so late. Bye.
He's been gone for hours. Where would he go?
I don't know. I've called all of his friends, at least the ones I know. But I've been gone for a while. He may have some new friends.
Oh, here comes a car. No, it's not him. Sorry.
This is a long shot, but maybe my friend Sandy knows who he hangs out with.
Why don't you answer the damn phone?
Hello?
Sandy, it's Rebecca. How are you doing?
I'm okay, what's up?
Listen,
have you seen or heard from Kevin?
Kevin? No, why?
Well, to make a long story short, he swiped my uncle's car keys. We think he's driving around somewhere.
Oh, God, poor kid. No, I haven't seen him.
Who is it?
It's Rebecca. She doesn't know where Kevin is.
Do you know who he hangs around with these days?
No, we really haven't talked much.
If you hear anything,
call me, okay?
Sure.
Why the hell is she calling this time of night? I'm trying to get some sleep.
I gotta go. I'll call you tomorrow, all right?
Sandy,
something wrong?
What's going on over there?
I really have to go.
I told you to get off the phone.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Sandy? Sandy?
Kevin, where the hell have you been? We've been worried sick. You took Uncle Brendan's car, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, Kevin!
I took your car.
Whatever the reason, that was not a clever thing to do.
But we're glad you made it back safe.
Now, if anything had happened, we would have been in big trouble. The insurance on the car doesn't cover you.
I mean, Kevin, how could you do that? We had no idea where you were. Kevin, talk to me. Why did you do that?
Were you drinking?
No.
Look, you owe us an apology, especially Uncle Brendan and Aunt Anne.
It's okay. We all did foolish things when we were kids.
Yeah, well, he is not a kid anymore, okay? He's nearly 18 years old, and he expects us to treat him like an adult.
Shut up! Just leave me alone.
Kevin, where do you think you're going? Kevin, Casey, stop this minute! Do you hear me? Kevin!
Take care of this, okay? I'm gonna go get him.
Kevin! You can't run away from this. Come on. Kevin, where do you think you're going? Kevin, stop acting like a child!
I know it hurts. Dad's death. Mom's death. Everything.
Why? Why is everyone always bugging me? Why can't they just leave me alone? Why did Dad have to die?
When I was driving to California by myself, I felt pretty bad, pretty alone, like you do right now. And I wrote this song. Can I sing it to you?
Do I have a choice?
No. Things are bad. You're feeling sad. They're not as bad as you think. Oh, Lord, life stinks. Oh, Lord, life stinks. Sing it with me, bro, life stinks. Now that is going to be a hit. What do you think?
That is the stupidest song I've ever heard.
You could use some work.
A little.
So what are we going to do?
I don't know.
Maybe we could talk about it at least.
Thanks, but I think I've done enough talking for one night.
We've got some decisions to make. Hey. Do you mind if we get out of this park? I'm cold.
Sure.
Oh, before we get back to the house, I should tell you Uncle Brendan came up with an idea.
Yeah. What is it?
I'll let him tell you. All I can say is it'll give you some time to think.
Kevin feels lost.
There's not much she can do. She feels sorry for Kevin.
I'm sorry about your father. It must be tough.
Rebecca gets so worried about Kevin, so she called Sandy.
Hello?
Sandy, it's Rebecca. How are you doing?
I'm okay. What's up?
Listen, have you seen or heard from Kevin?
Sandy and Jack are living together.
Jack disconnects the phone.
I really have to go.
I told you to get off the phone.
I'll call you tomorrow.
I can't understand why Sandy's with Jack.
Kevin just stormed out of the house.
Kevin, Casey, stop this minute! Do you hear me?
Kevin finally let go and started to cry.
I think Rebecca is really trying her best to communicate with Kevin, even though it is seems very difficult, but she's trying her best.
It's always the problem between me and the very old sisters and brothers, because you feel the generational gap between you and your sisters, and sometimes you feel like strangers rather than, you know, part of the family.
Brothers and sisters, most of the time, they are not really friends. It was very easy for me to communicate with my younger brother, even though he didn't consider me as a friend, because I was the one who would, you know, check his homework and everything.
I have only one sister. She's older than me. And as a matter of fact, she was concerned about me going to college, what was going to happen when I finished high school. We are very close to each other.
I'm very sorry that I took your car and caused all that worry. I apologize.
Kevin, it's just that we were worried. We didn't know what happened to you or the car.
It's over as far as I'm concerned. Kevin, I know you were upset about your father's
death. I think that
and
Kevin
everybody was telling
and Rebecca have had enough talking for tonight.
Well, aren't we going to talk about the plan?
Not tonight. Tomorrow soon enough.
So is it all right to do it now?
You don't have to ask me, honey. Go ahead.
Well, Kevin, as I said last night, we have an idea. And I want to see what you think of it. See, our proposal is for you to come to Illinois and stay with us for a while. Well, it'll give you some time to think things over. See, all of us benefit from having time to weigh the options. And you might even like the farm.
But I have a job. And all my friends are here.
Oh, we realize that, but it wouldn't have to be forever. You could come back. But it would give you a chance to figure things out.
Kevin, I'll do whatever you want. Stay here, go to San Francisco, or try the farm. If you want to stay, I'll stay too.
You mean you'll drop out of school? Well, if I decide to try it, can we keep the apartment in case the farm isn't for me and I want to come back?
Hello? Sandy, what happened last night? Your phone just went dead.
Jack got so angry, he pulled the phone right out of the wall.
Oh, Sandy,
I'm a wreck. I haven't slept all night. Did Kevin come home?
Yes, he's home, and he's fine.
Oh, thank God something's worked out all right.
Sandy, what is it?
I've made up my mind.
You're gonna...
I'm getting out of here. I've had it. I don't know where I'm going, but I am leaving for good.
Good for you. Have you told him yet?
Not yet. He's been drinking. He's still sleeping it off.
Listen, Sandy, you can move in here. There's plenty of room. Especially since Kevin and I may be going to my uncle's farm for a while.
Oh, you mean it? I was going to go to my mother's.
I don't want to hear another word.
I accept. He's getting up.
I've got to get out of here quick.
We'll be right over to pick you up. Are you going to be all right?
Yeah, but how are you okay?
I'm sorry. I need a ride over to Sandy's. She's leaving her boyfriend and moving in here.
He's beating her again, isn't he?
Yeah, she's got to get out of there now before something really bad happens.
What the hell are you doing?
Jack, there's something I want to tell you.
What? You got an aspirin? What are you doing in the suitcase?
I'm moving out.
What did you say?
Sorry, Beck, but I don't think it's good for me to be with you anymore. I'm moving out. And I think you should get some help for your drinking.
You want to say that again to my face?
I think you heard me.
Oh. Sandy, I'm sorry. Honey, Sandy! Sandy! Honey, I'm sorry. Come on out. Come on. Come on, this is silly. Come on! Sandy, come on! You wanna come out? We can talk?
Damn it.
You want to stay in there? You want to stay in there? That's fine. That's good. Just stay in there, okay? Does that make you happy? That's all right. That's all right. You just stay in your little bathroom. Fine, just stay.
Off. Just wait right here.
Wait, I'm coming.
I can handle it, Kevin.
No, I'm coming with you, and that's fine.
Sandy? It's me, Rebecca. Is he here?
He's gone.
But what happened?
All the broken plates. You told him, didn't you?
Yep. Are you all right?
He hit me. But I locked myself in the bathroom.
Sandy, what a nightmare.
Let's get out of here, huh? All
right, Kevin, take the box.
There. I packed my stuff. Let's go. Hurry, all right?
Now, Uncle Brandon proposed that both of them should go with him to the farm.
See, our proposal is for you to come to Illinois and stay with us for a while.
Sandy calls Rebecca.
Oh, Sandy, I'm a wreck. I haven't slept all night.
It's a very bad situation, so she wants to leave.
I'm getting out of here. I've had it. I don't know where I'm going, but I am leaving for good.
So she asked Rebecca for help.
We'll be right over to pick you up. Are you going to be all right?
Yeah, but hurry, okay?
Jack realizes that Sandy is going to leave him, so he gets very, very mad, and he begins to slap her.
So why did Sandy stay with Jack?
Because I think, in my opinion, she's afraid of him.
She stays with him because she loves him, and she always expects that, you know, one day he will change.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, something good would come out of him.
Mm-hmm. Don't you think if people really love each other, they're not violent to one another? Then love is not violent.
This relationship between Sandy and Jack is not uncommon.
This is exactly what domestic violence is.
I think it's a very cowardly thing for a man to hit a woman. I think it should not happen.
Képeket.
Pati, az.
Hősök, akik hittek a mozgókép diadalában.
Miért nem próbálkozik másfajta filmekkel? Olyan vidám jelenetekkel.
Mert az ostobaság.
De nem is gondolták, hogy ez a varázs életünk része lesz. Köszönjük nekik. Így Jirzsi Menzel varázslatos filmjét és Rudolf Rusinski felejthetetlen alakítását is. Mesés férfiak Kurdlival. Szombaton 15 óra 35 perckor az M2-n.
Azt olvastam rólad valahol, hogy ismersz játékosokat a két rendező ország válogatottjából.
Hát ebben van némi igazság. Te például tudtad, hogy a Sógorok visszahívták azt a majdnem 40 éves horvát származású játékost, akit Vastićnak hívnak, és akitől a gólokat várják?
Jó, de a svájciak között nem találsz ilyen tehetséget.
Hát galamb, ezzel nem teljesen értek egyet, mert például a svájciaknál van egy 21 éves, elképesztően okos fiatalember, aki nem kevesebb, mint 6 nyelven beszél, és úgy hívják, hogy Senderos és az Arzenál védője.
Kalinda, te készültél.
Labdarúgó Európa-bajnokság június 7-től 29-ig. Élőben, kizárólag az MTV-n.